follow. Mayo had a five-minute comedy act going on here.
Mayo's pretty funny. He's a witty guy. You know, he's pretty sharp. So, you know, if I, you know, maybe you start a tetherball league or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
You good? You in?
The height might not help.
Yeah, I'm not really. Tetherball, I think, going to be a little bit taller.
You got to be a little taller if you're facing a tall guy. You know, just you know, keep.
Man, I saw Napoleon Dynamite at the end of that movie playing tetherball. I think he would probably beat me.
Probably not at this point. Tetherball is a lost sport. Where's tetherball at? We need to get a pole and a ball on it. Let's do it.
You want to set it up? You want to put it in the ground? The first annual Rod Ninkovich tetherball tournament?
I'm going to go home. I'm going to get a tire. I'm going to get some concrete. I'm going to pour it in and put the pole in the middle. Just put the ball up top, and I'm going to bring it over here in the truck.
Well, if reports are true, you've got a little more money to go get that tire
and
that concrete.
You're in a good mood. Is it the 3-0, or is it this, I don't know.
Three-year.
$15 million deal with some guaranteed money? I don't know. Which is it? Congratulations.
You know, actually, I got some sleep last night, which was nice. You know, the baby wasn't keeping me up all night, which was, you know, a good thing. But,
nanny.
You know, I'm happy to be here. You know, happy to stick around. The Kraft family and my family, you know, it worked out to where, worked well for both sides, and I'm happy to be here for the next four years now.
Yeah, you said over the summer this is where you want to be. This was your goal to stay here.
Yeah.
How long were the talks going on before eventually came to a deal with the team?
You know, in training camp, I obviously were talking, and I knew that I wanted to be here. This was the place that I was given an opportunity. And I really respected that, because if it wasn't for the opportunity that was given here, I don't know where I'd be right now. I don't know. I really don't know. So, given that, I really wanted to stick around and win games and be on a winning team. You know, that goes a long way as well. You can go search for money and all that stuff, but if you're losing every week, I mean, you'd be pretty miserable. So, you know, I want to be here. I want to win, and I want to help the team. And just continue to be a good football player and be reliable.
You know, not just different cities, too, that maybe don't win but maybe chase the money, but also kind of like the way you're used here, right? You're making play after play. Bill's got you in your system here. You go somewhere else, maybe they ask you to do different things.
Exactly. I mean, I feel that, you know, the way I am, you know, a player and the way that they put me into the scheme here, it works well. I'm able to, you know, do some things as a linebacker, do some things as a defensive end, and, that helps me out and it helps the team.
Have you evolved into one of those guys now that Bill Belichick's famous for, a guy that he can put in any number of situations and expect solid play from, a guy that he looks to be, you know, somewhat of a leader on the team, too?
Yeah, you know, I think that the best thing you can do here is just be a guy that's reliable and dependable and just do your job. You know, that's the number one thing preached is, if you do your job, you know, you'll be rewarded with playing time. And I think I through my career here, I've experienced that. When in my first year here, I was a special teams guy. You know, they kind of gave me a little bit more, played a little defense, did well, did a little bit more, and then they just kind of gave me the whole thing, you know, playing every down on defense. So I think it was just a progression thing that really helped. And, I just really enjoyed, you know, playing here and being here and carrying on the tradition of winning here in New England.
Well, you're going to be here for four more years. You know, I wouldn't say it's happened a lot, but the last couple of weeks people have talked about your defense winning games for this team. I think a lot of times, Rob, it's been, you know, the offense, you scored a lot of points. And last couple of weeks specifically defensively, and what you did yesterday, holding a team to 3 points in your building, you take pride in that number when you see a single digit there on the scoreboard end of the game?
You know, most definitely. When you can keep an NFL offense out of the end zone and hold them to 3 points, that's a great feeling. So I think that we're still improving. We're going to improve throughout this year. I say it all the time. Teams now are not going to be the same team later in the season. You have to improve. You have to constantly be improving to where that towards the end of the year, you know, you're firing on all cylinders going into the playoffs. So I think that right now we're continuing to improve. We have to, you know, there's always things that you need to work on. So, you know, holding the team to 3 points, you know, that's a great feeling.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people look at, you know, the first three and say, well, this team, that team, rookie quarterbacks and Freeman. But in the past, I mean, you've gone up against some teams maybe offensively challenged, and they still put up some points. So, I mean, you did what you needed to do. You made that team for all those teams. And there's a lot of weapons there on Tampa Bay as well. Yeah. You still got to feel pretty good about that moving forward, and probably a big challenge next week.
Well, most definitely. I mean, every team in the NFL is talented. You know, this is a league full of guys that are the best of the best of what they do. So Anytime you can go out there and get a win in the NFL, it's a great feeling. So I don't like to look at, you know, who we were playing and, you know, whatever. We won, so we're 3-0. And moving forward, we got to prepare for the Falcons because it's going to be a good game down there, which is going to be tough in a dome. That's real loud. So, you know, we just got to keep going, keep chugging along, and keep winning games.
You guys finished in the top 10 in points last year defensively, points allowed. Is this year's defense better than last year's?
Yeah, I think we are. You know, I think this group of guys has been together for a while now, so our communication is, you know, at a great level right now. We're all on the same page, all knowing each other's role and knowing that the guy next to me is doing his job. So it's a confidence thing, and, you know, I think that that's what we're doing right now. We're just playing, you know, really well, confident together group, you know. So I'm happy that, you know, we've been able to constantly, you know, improve.
Top 10 right now in terms of third down defense in the National Football League. You guys have been in the 20s the last couple of years. And then yesterday, on top of the third down defense, Rob, they went for on a bunch of fourth downs. Was that? Do you think going in that Chiano would be that aggressive? Were you surprised that they pushed the button so early on that fourth and five?
Well, you know, I think that his mentality there was it was later in the game. And, you know, if he doesn't get that conversion right there, chances are it's going to be tough for him to come back with them not having success scoring. So they're trying to just get some points out of the drive there and holding them there. That's big.
But they did it twice early on, too.
Yeah, they did. But, you know, I think that, again, that's his – I think that he was thinking, like, we need to keep this going, keep this momentum going because they were, you know, kind of driving the ball a little bit, then it would stop. So, you know, again, that's on us making those stops there. That's huge, and giving the offense the ball, let them do their thing and, you know, get in their groove.
How are some of these younger guys defensively stepping up as opposed to how they played last year? Do you see improvement in some of these younger guys?
You know, I think with Chandler, you know, his thing now is just he's confident. You know, he came in as a rookie. He played. You know, he had the experience his first year. And now he's just, you know, real confident out there, and he's just playing his game, which is fun to see. And Dante, you know, he's just a freak. You know, he's a guy that's 270 pounds that can run. And, you know, again, having that first year under his belt and being able to come in here the second year and kind of, you know, realize that, hey, you know, I can do this. I'm going to go out here and make some plays. And those guys together, two great players that we have on defense that in this second year, I think that they're just, you know, that much more comfortable out there on the field.
You know, since you've been here, it's been almost like, you know, Tom Brady and this offense just overwhelming teams and maybe teams fighting back late in games and defensively there's opportunities to be made. Do you sense or do you welcome maybe a shift in that as far as, you know, maybe it's not all up to Tom, now it's up to us? We want to be that. We want to be the team.
Well, I mean, defensively, all three phases need to work together. So, but defensively, our mentality is, you know, whatever the situation, whatever is given to us, we have to go out there and do our jobs and get the ball back to the offense as many times as we can. Give Tom an opportunity, you know, to score points and get the offense, you know, and moving in the right direction. You know, that's what we're doing. That's our job, is to keep stopping the offenses when they're on the field. Keep stopping them. Give the ball back to Tom, and you know, I think that that's what we've been doing. And in key times, making big plays and big stops that you know, keep teams out of the end zone.
You mentioned the defense being better this year. You mentioned Chandler year one to year two. What kind of impact has Tommy Kelly had? I mean, it seems like put him next to Wilfork and
he makes me look real short out there. I hate that. You know, I look over and I'm like, crap, this guy's huge. So, you know, Tommy, he's got the veteran experience and leadership, and, you know, it's for him, it's wild because he's winning games. You know, he's happy to be here because he's winning games. And that goes back to, you know, if you're not winning, you're not happy. So I think that he's here and he's, you know, happy that he's winning games and we're 3-0. I don't think he's ever been 3-0 in his whole career. So, you know, it's probably a great feeling for him, and I'm happy that, that he's here.
We're going to take a phone call from Jeff from the Cape with Gerard, but Jeff wasn't there. He's there now. Wants to talk about your defense.
Okay.
Is it okay if we take a call?
Let's do it.
From Jeff on the Cape. Let's go to Jeff calling from the Cape today. Hey, Jeff, you're up with Mott Lou, Diassi, and Rob. How are you?
Good, good. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Hey, Jeff.
First of all, I want to compliment your defense because I play a lot of fantasy football, and a lot of people honestly have taken the Patriots with the first 3 weeks. because of the opponents that you're playing. Now, I know that you mentioned that you just take each opponent as they come. That being said, the quarterbacks that you've played recently are really towards the lower end of the spectrum as far as when you're looking at, you know, production or, you know, rookies, whatever, what have you. I just think it's a little early to be, the way, and this isn't directed at you, it was directed more at the guys anointing Tlaib a shutdown corner and talking about the ability of the secondary. So maybe that was Mutt. I don't remember. But my thought process on that is that, it's a small sampling, and you guys have done great, and you've been one of the number one fantasy defenses as well on the football wires. But when you get into some of these more confident quarterbacks like the Matt Ryans and the Drew Breeses, you're going to see a lot of different looks, a lot of different, things that you're not seeing from these other guys. And obviously you have to prepare differently for them. But my thought process is, let's look at a little bit more and see what, and this is no knock. I mean, I didn't know I was going to.
Well, I mean, thank you.
This is a lot different tone, I believe, if Rob wasn't here.
Jeff,
I can tell you right now.
All of a sudden, your question turned into 90% apologies and 10% questions.
I don't want to insult anybody. Okay?
Well, of course.
That's great. You've already talked about that, Rob. I mean, right, as far as playing the teams on your schedule. I mean, that obviously you get Ryan and Breeze looking ahead, and there's different challenges.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, throughout the season you're going to have challenges, and you're going to go against the Mannings and the Breezes. But, we've done that in the past and won games against great quarterbacks. So, it's just another challenge for us that we're going to do the things that we always do, and that's prepare, as hard as we can for these teams that have those great quarterbacks and, game plan to the best of our abilities and go out there and, give the best effort we can.
He changed his tone because Rob was here.
That was exactly awesome. What
happened.
That was outstanding.
Congratulations on the win. Congratulations on the new deal, and appreciate your time. We'll talk to you next week.
All right,
beautiful. And we'll send the bill to you. We're gonna buy a round for everybody. We're going to send the bill to you.
Oh, that's fine.
All right. Oh, there you go. He said it's fine. That's Rob Ninkovich.